Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Gonna make some cash,
robbing old folks
and making the dash. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Is that the Rizzler?
Oh, God.
I'm kidding.
Slick Rick.
Yes, I know.
So here's the funny thing. Let me hear a little more, Jack. I still don't hear a British accent.
Not all the time.
But this guy's British?
See?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
It's a different accent,
but a lot of British people don't rap. He says scared.
Okay.
You know, like it's there. It's there. He doesn't sound like Rakim or something. You know what I mean? He doesn't sound like a New Yorker.
But when you're from the Midwest,
yes.
To me, it sort of did.
But don't a lot of British people, when they sing a rap, it doesn't always come out?
So we were talking about that. Singing, yeah. A lot of times it doesn't.
Isn't Dua Lipa British? Am I wrong about
that? I don't know if she is or not. But a lot of singers do not. That, you know, some of the most of the famous rock bands of all time are British, and that you don't hear it. And we do this because it's Ozzy's birthday, and we're doing your go-to Brit today for next
Bale.
Question.
The Queen.
You're losing the Twitter poll, by the way, Elliot.
Oh, what was the...
Shocker. What could the question be?
Hold on.
Literally
it's
anything?
It's not about you, you big baby.
I was gonna say,
Hold on. Twitter question sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. The official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fraudulent Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping now at marks-jewelers.com. Wait, what's the...
Who was more famous, Princess Diana or Queen Elizabeth?
Okay.
This is just wrong.
And Princess Diana is 65% of the vote.
Yeah, of course.
It's just wrong.
Smoked.
It's not wrong. Can we get Buzz here one day to just ask people, like on the street?
Way more people in the world knew who Queen Elizabeth was than Princess Diana. It's not even a debate. If you want to debate most famous, like, I think you're wrong, but... Way more people. Everyone who knows Princess Diana knows the Queen. Not everyone who knows the Queen knows Princess
Just
Diana.
To give some context as to who I'm debating here, we can't say the words, but during the break here, previous to the break, Elliot said that he thought the S word and BS is not a curse word. But he does think that ass is a curse word and worse than the S word.
It's a top three curse word. It is. I don't know what to say. There's three clear curse words, and the A word is one of them.
You won't even say it.
I won't say it. It feels inappropriate to say on air. By the way, do you know it? Oh, never mind.
Well, no, all right, we'll skip it. Yeah.
Yes,
that sounds like whatever that was was a good decision.
Yeah.
All right, so I only, to be fair, I did not watch the clip. It was one of your Parks video things.
Yeah,
and
Threads, Instagram, Blue Sky.
Yeah, all right. And you said that. Now, again, I've become a Nick Sirianni guy. I'm pro Sirianni. But you said that he's a better coach than Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah. So I think Sunday showed why, right? We spent so much time this offseason talking about whose offense is it? How much motion are they going to run? Is he going to be under center? Like, what are the routes going to be? Like, ultimately, why they won that game on Sunday is because they're a tough team. We saw Kyle Shanahan's team go to Buffalo and get embarrassed in the snow.
Now, by the way, just as a quick, you gave Nick basically a pass for last year because it was the year after losing the Super Bowl.
Correct.
Which is exactly what Kyle Shanahan is in the middle of
right
now.
But I'm pointing out that they couldn't handle the snow. They're not a tough team. Let me finish.
Okay.
Mike McDaniel's team went to Green Bay and looked like they wanted to quit the whole time. But people would say Mike McDaniel's one of the smarter head coaches in the league, right? I think we get so focused on scheme when we talk about head coach and guys like Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, Mike McDaniel. We put them in this class above guys that we don't view as smart X's and O's. But the reality is these X's and like these non-X's and O's guys, Mike Tomlin, who obviously knows defense, John Harbaugh, like these guys know football, but they're the CEO type head coaches. Their teams can go anywhere and play. I very rarely see these scheme-related head coaches go anywhere tough and play well.
All right. First of all, you're talking about two warm weather teams, which has nothing to do with the coach.
But just because you play somewhere warm doesn't mean you can't be tough.
No,
like, let's just be real here.
Historically, teams that play in warm weather do not play well in cold weather.
Like the Bucks in 02, yeah.
And Kyle Shanahan, you saying it's an either or thing. Sean McVay has won a Super Bowl. That team, by the way, that Rams team has shown a lot of resolve this year. Mm-hmm. And here's the advantage of being a Sean McVay or a Kyle Shanahan. You don't also have to find a great offensive coordinator because you're doing both. Now,
but I don't think the Eagles need a great offensive coordinator. I think Nick saved the offense this year. We've seen twice now. Nick is you can throw up all you want.
He's not a great play caller. You need a good offensive coordinator to be a play caller.
He's not a great play caller, but twice he's been the reason the season has turned around. Would you agree with that?
Well, Vic Fangio is the reason the season has turned around.
No, the defense is great. I'm not going to diminish the defense, but ultimately they are still winning because the offense is getting like 30 points a game, right? And the reason the offense is getting all those points is because Nick went back to a run first approach. Kellen Moore didn't do that.
Well, this team's
Kellen
not Moore winning. Is, this Kellen team's Moore not winning proven, because of the offense.
I think it's both sides. So you're not going to pin me down on one of those. But I am like, we can't just, they're not winning these games 16-13. Like the offense is scoring a ton of points.
The offense is scoring a ton of points because the defense bails them out for the entire first half every game.
Nah, I don't think that's completely true. The defense gave up 9 points in the first quarter on Sunday, right? Like they
first
were on pace. They were on pace to give up like almost 40 points in that game. They played better, just like the offense did. For all this talk we did of Kellen Moore, he's proven to be like the most overrated topic we've done maybe at the station in a long time. Like ultimately, it didn't end up mattering.
Agree with that,
right? We spent months talking about this.
It does matter. First of all, and Shiel talked about this last week. As far as their run game, this is not the most simple run game ever. They run in a lot of different ways, and you have to give Kellen Moore credit.
Well,
for
I think
that.
You give Jeff Stoutland credit.
You also. You have to give both of them credit. You can't not give the offensive coordinator credit for anything. If you're saying they're scoring 30 points a game, you have to give him...
Obviously, they do stuff. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is they didn't win that game on Sunday because they're like this intricate motion team.
We're not
like,
watching a offensive scheme.
Right.
That,
all offseason,
like,
I heard,
see the difference in the McVay, Shanahan, McDaniel schemes than what we're looking at with the Eagles.
Well, sure. But part of that is...
Well, but hold on.
The quarterback?
But at the end of last season, at the end,
you say it.
But the point I'm making is, at the end of last season, when they were struggling, all anybody wanted was, they're not running enough motion. Why is he not doing this? They're blitz
planning.
Well,
they were wrong. But
that's the point I'm making, is that these guys like Kyle Shanahan and Mike McDaniel, and look, Sean McVay is one of
some. Kyle Shanahan's.
Nice,
Kyle
all Shanahan's, dress can't, all eye
yeah,
candy.
It's like they're all,
Kyle
they're,
Shanahan's
they have
been
to do
a Super Bowl, two Super Bowls, and one of them was with the last pick in the draft.
He's a good coach.
As a quarterback.
He's a good coach. I'm not saying he's not a good coach. I'm saying Nick's a better coach, and that Nick,
how?
Because Kyle Shanahan does it with smoke and mirrors, which like props to him, right? But if you hit that team in the mouth, like it's game over. Nick's team this
hit
year
that
is
team
tougher.
In the mouth. How do you?
They
get
went to the snow and scored 7 points. You think the Eagles would score more than
yesterday? San Fran came here
or 2 days ago.
You think if the Eagles played in the snow, they'd score 7 points?
Elliot, this is the most ridiculous
it's
reason
not,
I've ever heard.
They would score more than 7 points.
The Eagles are built to win anywhere. That's not true of San Francisco.
San Francisco lost their best player in week 1 of the season and then lost him again in the Buffalo game.
Okay, it's 7 points.
If we go to Buffalo and we lose Saquon Barkley,
I disagree with you.
Promise you we're not scoring a ton of points, Elliot.
The Eagles, I bet, would get over 20 points in the snow.
Let me ask you
look
this.
At their offensive line and how they play.
He's been to two Super Bowls.
And Nick's been to one.
And that two is twice as many as one. And Sean McVay has won a Super Bowl.
I agree, but I'm saying right now,
he's
I think Nick's
two.
A bit.
Yes, he's been to two and won one.
Right.
Yes.
And Nick will be two this year.
Let me ask you this about Shanahan, because he never seems to get labeled with this. His team is flooded with talent as well.
Yes,
I never hear that he's coaching a team with less talent. They went and traded for McCaffrey. They got Debo. They had Nick Bosa. They got Fred Warner. And he got a great GM in John Lynch.
Absolutely.
That gets some personnel.
Absolutely.
He blew the Super Bowl for him, and we're going to be honest. He punted the ball away.
Well, then Nick blew the Super Bowl for the Eagles.
He did it in a smaller way than Kyle Shanahan.
No, no,
he
no,
did.
No, no.
Well, you just can't be honest.
One for one and not one for the other.
I can't. It's equal. It's equal.
No, because they're not equal. What? Kyle Shanahan kicked the ball away to Patrick Mahomes in overtime. Nick Sirianni kicked a field goal. There is a big difference in those decisions. Like, we're going to do this discussion. Be honest.
He choked. He was one thing all
Which
year
was
long.
The worst decision.
He got into the Super Bowl and he choked. It's fine. It happened. You saw him crying during the national anthem. He
that
choked.
Was a positive.
He choked.
That wasn't
he
a negative.
Choked.
Well,
it's fine.
The most pro-country show on the station. I'm surprised you would shame him for that.
I'm a big tear guy.
That's what I'm saying.
I appreciate
right.
it.
But just be honest. Which is a bigger mistake? You know the answer. You won't say it, but it's the Kyle Shanahan one.
No, what I'm saying is if
because you know it's the Kyle Shanahan one.
No, Elliot, you can't punish what you're doing is exceptional in terms of arguing, but doesn't make any sense. You actually in your last Tuesdays with Elliot gave Nick Sirianni credit for last year when the team collapsed, and you are punishing Kyle Shanahan.
Actually,
for
I'm happy
team.
You brought that up. There's the best example of who's a better head coach. One team came off the Super Bowl and they're going to miss the playoffs. The other one came off the Super Bowl and they made the playoffs.
And they were embarrassing last year in the
and
end of the year.
What's more embarrassing,
Elliot.
going to the playoffs or not going to the playoffs?
And if
you know the Niners would kill Sirianni, to get embarrassed in Tampa Bay.
If Nick
Bay
Sirianni
right now.
Lost AJ Brown, who was their best offensive player last year, would they have been 10-1?
Would they have been 10-1? Probably not.
Hold on.
Probably not.
Well, Kyle Shanahan lost Christian McCaffrey, who was their best offensive player.
And that has impacted them.
And also lost one of their best defensive players. Yep. Also lost
number
one of their
wide receiver.
Also lost their number two wide receiver.
Number one.
Also,
which one is he? Is he number one receiver?
So is he a great coach?
And for all credit, I think John Lynch is a good GM, but causing that whole Debo thing before the Ayuk thing before that also caused problems. So you can't. You gave Nick a pass for last year.
No, you're criticizing
Kyle Shanahan
not,
for this
I did,
year.
No. I did not give Nick a pass for last year. I said that the coaching job looks better now than it did at the time. That's not a pass, but I'm saying if you look at in Nick's career, there's been one stretch in his career where he hasn't won like 80% of his games, and that was the end of last year. Outside of that, he has always won consistently more than any other head coach in the NFL.
Kyle Shanahan has won consistently except for the times that he didn't win consistently, what you're doing.
But that's not what I'm doing because you're talking about full seasons. I'm talking about a stretch of 7 games in a 4-year career.
Last year was an embarrassing season.
Yes, the end of it was. I agree. But the Niners are more embarrassing. The Niners are going to win half as many games, and they're not going to go to the playoffs.
No. The Niners is not more embarrassing than last year with the Eagles. Stop.
The Niners lost their best.
The Niners have injuries as an excuse.
Look, all right.
For their downfall, we collapsed at the end of the year.
What the Eagles did was more unique. I agree. Like, it will be remembered more. I agree with you with that. But ultimately, they're going to end up winning twice as many games as the Niners did.
I have no idea how many games the Niners are going to win this year.
Well, they have 5 now. How many more think they're going to win?
I don't know. They could win 8 games.
Well, they lost all their best players, so...
Elliot, you're being crazy.
I'm not being crazy.
And Nick Sirianni is firmly in the class with those guys, but saying that he is below the elite guys. He's below Andy Reid. He's below Mike Tomlin. He's below John Harbaugh. He's below Andy Reid, Mike Tomlin, John Harbaugh. Who else am I forgetting?
Well, I would say
Jim Harbaugh. The legacy guys. Like,
yes. And in that next group is these guys. But to put him ahead of a guy who's been to twice as many Super Bowls and won one, ahead of another guy who's been to twice as many Super Bowls, just because, like, I don't know. I can't figure, because they won in Baltimore when it was cold?
No. Yes, because I would rather have a head coach that is going to build the type of team that Nick did rather than one that has to do it with an offensive scheme. That's my opinion right now after seeing how this team has won. I didn't used to feel that way.
I thought
Dan Campbell was a joke. I thought he'd be a public speaker.
McVay has kept that team's head above water this year when losing losing 3 offensive linemen, their 2 best wide receivers, and they're right there. They can make the playoffs. All of that stuff.
And I think McVay is a better coach than Shanahan and Mike McDaniel. So
and
I would
you have
agree
to rank
you.
Him ahead of Sirianni as well.
I don't know if I would, but I think it's more debatable than the other two.
I would put McVay ahead of Nick Sirianni.
McVay's a great coach.
He is, but so is Nick.
I like Nick Sirianni. You know, I'm a Nick Sirianni guy,
right.
But McVay has had to start over after winning the Super Bowl. Listen, they bleep them draft picks, right? They gave up all their draft picks. They got the championship. He's been able to do that. They had to do it with a bunch of guys that a lot of people didn't really know about, but pretty much just him and Cooper Kupp out there, and they had to redraft all these other guys.
Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp, for what it's worth, was a really good draft pick.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. I'm just meaning when they started over. So I'll give McVay the edge over Nick Sirianni. Shanahan – He does call his plays. Now, listen, I don't hold that against Nick Sirianni, but I also can't – I got to give Shanahan the credit for being a play caller, play designer, and he's had sustained success. He's gone to 2 Super Bowls, right? So he has gone to 2 Super Bowls, and we knew before he even became a head coach, he was a very good play caller. Look what he did in Washington. Look what he did down in Atlanta with those teams. So I'll put – Shanahan and Nick there. I like Nick as a culture builder more than I do Kyle Shanahan. I think Kyle Shanahan is one of these wonder kids. Mm-hmm. His dad was a coach, so he gets sort of grandfathered into a lot of stuff. And his coaching and tight game situations aren't the best. Like he's given up 28-3. In the Super Bowl. He had a 28-3 lead.
He kicked the ball away to Mahomes.
And couldn't manage that. He did that with Mahomes in the Super Bowl. So I got to dock him for that. But you're still talking about the upper echelon coaches. I think – I don't know what we're – Well, I think the fact that you want to make Sirianni so much better than those guys –
No, I'm not saying so much better. The point I was trying to make in that –
I would have him in the same class. I think McVay is ahead of
– He's won a Super Bowl.
So, yes.
And he's been consistent.
Yes.
So, right.
Look,
he's gone to Super Bowl with 2 different quarterbacks.
And last thing, I think it took guts trading away Goff and trading for Stafford. So, and I do think it did.
So, all right. I agree Shanahan has accomplished more than Nick. But what I'm saying, the point of that tweet was twofold. One, Nick never gets mentioned in those category of coaches, and he absolutely belongs in it from a public place. But two, I would take Nick as my head coach over Kyle. You could say Kyle, like the play caller, all that stuff. I'd be curious who like you guys would pick. But if I had to pick one of them, resumes aside, I'm taking Nick.
Okay. We'll finish this up. I see Jack shaking his head, so I want to give him a chance.
I wonder who Jack would take.
Yeah, let me talk about Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. You know, Elliot is the gold standard of arguers.
He
is the gold standard of worms.
The facts are on my side.
The gold standard of worms
There's
over
no
here.
There's no facts.
Yeah, let me.
Yeah, to chime in.
Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. John Ashdale, Colonial Hyundai, want to give you the gold standard experience, the real gold standard experience, not the bad, you know, former Philadelphia gold standard, the real gold standard. They're going to do it in a number of ways. First of all, they're going to make the process fast and easy. There's over 200 brand new Hyundais in stock, so they have what you're looking for. And of those 200, over 80 of them are under 30 grand if you're worried about budget. They're also going to make it easy by getting you 0% financing on select 2024s, going to give you more for your trade than anyone else. That's what Colonial does. Everybody knows it. Doesn't matter what you're trading in, they're going to give you at least $6,500 for your trade, guaranteed. And every new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. So important context here is Jack on Monday became a Nick guy.
I know. I was happy to hear it.
But now you've turned him the other way, obviously.
Well, it's just Elliot, Howard, Eagles Twitter, OG Wade. They've ruined the Eagles for me. It's all because I can't take it. It's why can't it just be he's doing a good job?
Because he's doing more than a good job. That's
certainly
why.
Calling Bryce the best Philly ever, right, Jack?
Here's why it can't be that way, Jack.
The best player.
Okay.
Here's why it can't be that way. Because the guy takes a lot of slings and arrows, man. He does.
Sure.
He does. And sometimes it's over the top sometimes. Like
would never.
The guy, I'm not saying just from you. I'm just saying from people out there. So even for people like myself who are pro Sirianni guys, I can appreciate Elliot going to bat for Coach Sirianni and being relentless with it. Because quite frankly, when the team isn't playing well or they after the Cleveland game, there are a lot of people that were relentless about moving on from him, not just locally, but nationally as well. And so the guy deserves his flowers for being able to win football games, man. Sometimes it's hard to quantify what a coach means to a locker room and to a culture if you're not in there. And I hate saying that because I think people's opinions matter. And I don't think you have to have played football or been in a locker room. But there is something to knowing what that's like to be coached by someone that is inspirational to you, that does motivate you, that can get you to be at your best, that can relate to you. And that's something he does. And that's something these players have gone to bat for him ever since he's been here, starting back in 2021. It hasn't always been pretty. The ending of last year wasn't pretty. But I still remember players going to bat for this guy, and nobody wanted to listen to him. Nobody wanted to hear that, right? Maybe one or two guys had an issue there, but when you talk about a locker room or a culture, there's more positive there than there is negative there, and that was one of the main things I said that I think Jeffrey Lurie took into consideration when retaining him as a head coach. So what they wind up doing was saying, okay, these are areas you need to get better in. In case something like this arises again, you need to know how to handle this differently and more effectively, and he embraced that, and he tried to sort of learn from it, and I think he's been better for it as a head coach. That is huge for a coach, man.
I agree. And he's done it all year. To be clear, I think
starting with the freaking press conference at training camp.
I mean,
because
yeah.
his quarterback threw out some quote before the end of OTAs that got everybody riled up.
I think the what does he do thing is unfair. I think what he has to do is actually really hard. And I think, and I've said this a number of times, I think the organization, not on purpose, but put him in a particularly difficult situation this year where people were asking that question.
Agreed.
And I've actually never heard that question asked of any other head coach that doesn't call plays. And it put him, and he not only looked into himself about what he has to do, he put his ego aside. And even when he slipped up this year, mm-hmm. he recognized that he slipped up and adjusted on the fly. And I think he deserves credit for all
that. And for what it's worth, he's done that multiple times in his career. And look, Jack, I'm happy to have you on the pro Sirianni side now. But like what you said when he said he's done a good job, like, I just think that's underselling the job he's done. He has the highest winning percentage among all active head coaches. And you can, like, laugh at that stat or whatever, but we wouldn't look at any other of the, like, you wouldn't say Dan Campbell's done a good job. You would say Dan Campbell's done a great job. You would say Mike Tomlin this year has done a great job. Nick has done more than a good job. And so when I put the tweet out saying, like, comparing him to Shanahan and McDaniels, the point I'm making is he belongs in that level of like coach, and the job he's doing deserves to be described that way, the same way it does for other head coaches.
I think that's fair. That's not what you said. That's why I...
Well, I also deleted Sean McVay from the tweet. You must have watched the video.
So, good. There you go. All right.
I mean, I know Kyle Shanahan plays somewhere warm, so he doesn't have to win cold games, which must be nice.
Well, what happened when they came here last year and ended the Eagles season? Was that a tough football team or no?
No, the Eagles weren't tough at the end of last year. Oh, okay. I agree.
Right. Yeah, even in good weather. They were not tough in nice weather.
I agree. Now the Niners have won cold playoff games before, so they're not immune to it just because they live somewhere where it's 70.
But what I'm saying is,
it's not 70. First of all, it's actually a cold climate mostly for
in California. You talk about
it's 65 degrees.
Well, I was just there for 4 days.
You were in Los Angeles,
San Francisco.
I know.
California.
All right. I'm saying you're allowed to have a tough football team despite the fact you play somewhere warm.
And you're allowed to lose.
You are. Well,
they went to Green Bay and won the NFC Championship game with Garoppolo throwing 11 passes, and it was 5 degrees out.
Because that was a tough football team.
Who gives a crap about
this Niners team? Is not tough.
Changes everything about Kyle Shanahan. Are you serious?
Yes, they went to Buffalo and got embarrassed.
This is ridiculous.
No, it's not.
You
got embarrassed by Tampa. Who's a tougher team? The Niners. This year, the tougher
team. Or the Eagles right now? The Eagles right now. Congratulations.
Okay, that's the point
Throw
I'm
the
making.
Freaking parade. It doesn't matter.
But that's the point I'm making.
Oh, my God, dude. It's not all about right in the moment. There's context to everything.
I'm giving you context.
No, you're
first
not.
Of all.
You're not saying anything about the injuries. With McVay, they have no talent. Nick Sirianni is the best doctor in football.
Okay, first of all.
Oh,
first
my
of
God.
All,
he's doing a great job. He is the best offense in football with no injuries.
Who does?
Sirianni.
Okay, there we go.
He's not saying best offense, best roster.
But hold on. First of all, the Rams do have talent. Like, they have
arguably.
You think Cooper Kupp and Puka Nakua
weren't there all year?
No, but they missed like 4 games. We're in week 13.
They missed more than four games.
Well, Devontae and AJ have missed games.
That's a good point. They've only had AJ and Devontae together for 4 games this year.
It's true. And Dallas Goedert. What about him?
Yep.
So AJ, hold on. AJ and Devontae don't count unless they're playing together?
No. You haven't heard me bring up talent or anything. I'm talking about mentality of a team versus scheme.
You talked about one loss, which is ridiculous.
Yes. Well, okay. First of all, I was reacting to Sunday's games, right?
And that is why you said Nick is a better coach than Shanahan because they lost in
Buffalo.
But
Jack wants context. There is context. Nick has won a higher percentage of his games in his career than Kyle Shanahan. That matters. Nick has gone to a Super Bowl. I know Kyle Shanahan's gone to two, but he doesn't won one for what it's worth, but he has been to one more. I'll give him that. But ultimately, I watch Kyle Shanahan's team go into a tough environment and get embarrassed. It matters to me.
Well,
the
Nick's
Eagles
team...
went into a tough environment and dominated a not a better team,
on
but
Sunday,
a tough team.
But that doesn't make Nick a better head coach because the Eagles.
It does
went,
to me because but I'm looking at the difference in the mentality of the teams, and I see one that's tough and one that wins with smoke and mirrors.
Were the Eagles tough when they got their asses kicked in Tampa last year?
No, last year they were not.
Okay, so he is possible that a Nick coach team would not be tough.
But over the 4 years Nick's been head coach, they have been a tough team the vast majority of the time.
Except for the time when they weren't.
Yes, except for the small sample size where they
weren't. The half season when they weren't.
The 7 of the 55 games or whatever he's coached, you're right, they weren't tough. I agree with you there.
Okay.
But outside of that, the point I'm making is Nick's style of winning is easier and more sustainable, in my opinion, than the way Kyle Shanahan wins. Where Kyle has to scheme it up every week. He's got to figure out how to get Debo the ball because he's not a true receiver. Like, Nick.
You're accidentally giving Shanahan credit.
No, I get it. But I'm not. Have I said he's a bad coach? Not a single time. What I've said is Nick's team and the way he wins, in my opinion, is more sustainable than the way Kyle wins.
Why? Having a great defensive coordinator and the best running back in football?
Well, I didn't know Kyle. Does Kyle not have a coaching staff? Is it just him in there?
He does, but you can't. Again, he's the CEO coach, but also it's his style of winning. What does that even mean?
Because it's what Ike was saying. Like, he is viewed as like this wonder kid where it's like his offense and look at the motion and Mike McDaniels runs so much motion before the snap. I don't care. Like, that to me is not a sustainable way to win. And you're seeing because when they go in a tough environment, it doesn't work.
That's not why they lost.
Why can the Dolphins never win in the cold?
Yeah, he's talking about the Dolphins.
I
didn't bring up Mike
McDaniels. Fine. Why did the Niners, why do they struggle when it's cold outside under Kyle Shanahan?
They don't struggle when it's cold
outside.
They
got smoked in Buffalo.
They lost one game.
Yes, but that matters. We're talking about the mentality of the teams. The Eagles would not go to Buffalo and get embarrassed like
that. They went to Tampa and got embarrassed last year.
Yes. First of all, it wasn't cold in Tampa, so that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. But you're right. It doesn't. If we want to be honest.
Well, it's more embarrassing to get your ass kicked in nice weather then.
That's a different debate. But what I'm saying is like... Sorry.
All right. We have Jordan Mailata next.
Thank you, Ellie.
It's unbelievable.
It wasn't. I was there. It was like 70. All
right. Jordan Mailata is next. Thank you, Elliot. You can get the Go Birds. My voice is now screwed up.
No problem.
You can get the Go Birds podcast every single day wherever you get your podcast. Just go in there and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
You don't even have to listen. Just subscribe.
No, you need them to listen. On Apple, you need them to listen once every five pods. So listen once a week
in the feed
at least.
If you want to re-listen to
I'm not giving you permission to put this in the feed.
This fortunately, you're not my boss anymore. Okay. So, yeah. All right.
This should be sent to the Marconis.
Yeah, I need that written into my contract.
Oh, man.
Right. Fun times.
Thank you, Elliot. All right, go ahead.
He is one in a million, boy, I'm telling you.
You need me back here? I can tell you're broken.